Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've got your chance to win some money. Money, 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 money. We've got $100,000 we've been steadily giving away over the last couple of weeks. And all you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Odyssey. Log in, listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of any day. And you get a daily entry for your chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. Five $1,000 winners every week a day. Be nice to get a little slice of that. At the theater this weekend, you know what? I think actually I'm going to start with this. I'll get to the box office in just a second. This just rolled in at 88. This guy's a legend from our time. I don't know that most people know who Phil Donahue is. Maybe the kids don't know. But this guy was just everywhere. He was like the original. We used to call, we had this guy Hooman on the show, and he would run around at our secret shows with a microphone and get people, to, you know, contribute to the show. And we called him, Phil Donahue and for Hooman. And because this guy, Phil Donahue was, he was like the man
of a certain generation. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that, Oprah came along and just erased him.
I agree. He was maybe like the king of the 70s talk show, and she was getting mid-80s.
It was his format, really. I mean, I don't know who did it before him. Maybe
Michael
there's
Douglas.
Someone else.
Wasn't there like a Michael Douglas show?
I don't know if it, well, I don't know. Actually, I can't, I know there was a Dinah Shore show, but
yeah,
I think that they were all on at the same time. But anyway, I'm familiar with Phil Donahue, and he married an actress. What is her name? I can't think of it.
But, oh, Marlo Thomas.
Yeah, he made bank. He had a daytime talk show for how many years does it say? 20? Something like that.
I'm trying to see if I can find like a, here, let me look at the story. Let me go back to it. Let's see. 88 years old, talk show. By the way, he just got a Medal of Freedom like, I don't know, 3 months ago by President Biden. He had a long illness. Also, he was 88.
Right.
So he passed away surrounded by his loved ones, including his wife of 44 years, Marlo Thomas, his sister, his children, grandchildren, and his beloved golden retriever, Charlie. Dogs. Oof. Mm-hmm. My friend had to put a dog down this weekend. It's just so rough. Oh, yep. My God. They don't last forever. That's for sure. This is just like a breaking news story because they are saying the former host of Phil Donahue show and there's not a lot of other information on this. Let me see if this one says how long he was on there. This is also in gallery format, which I hate, or whatever that's called, slideshow format. Okay, so Phil Donahue, we'll get more info on that, but that's breaking news this morning. Talk show legend Phil Donahue dead at 88. You know what's not funny at all about him? I feel like in the 70s, 50 years ago, when I would have been watching him on TV, mm-hmm. he already had white hair.
Yeah.
Like, don't you feel like he was an old guy our whole lives?
Well, he's our old boss, Steve DiNardo, was gray when we met him, and he was in his late 30s.
Yeah. Like so full head of white
there's
hair.
Some people that are that. Like, that's, he always seemed, and he carries himself like that as well, but he always seemed super older and mature.
DiNardo?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
And.
Right. He seemed very much like a manager.
But he was in his 30s he was in charge.
It's crazy. Which party did you and I go to? Was he turning 50 at that party?
I don't remember, but that was, I was like the up in Napa. Or yeah. something like that. It was
Santa
far.
Santa Rosa, I think. It was far. We went up. It was at his brother's house.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a crazy night, actually. Remember that one thing that happened?
Yeah.
God. All right. So anyway, Phil Donahue has passed, and we'll give you more info as we get it, but there's the breaking news. At the box office, we're going to do this now. Alien, which is another one of those things like, this has been going on my whole life, the Alien. I don't know when the first one came out, but it does feel like even ever since I was a kid, I remember even watching the first one and thinking, oh my God, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. This is so freaking scary. Alien Romulus has won the very busy weekend box office. 41 million domestic opening and 108 million globally. They say it way overperformed. They didn't think it was going to do that much. Saying strong business. Reviving the classic franchise.
And I love those old movies. And I yeah. know that they've continued them and they've lost their kind of draw for me. But Sigourney Weaver in her day was everything you wanted in a superhero. Like, she was a badass and
tough, but a human deep lady in charge.
Yeah, I dug her a lot. I was really into that movie. And I like the artist, the guy, this guy. His name's H.R. Giger. He's the guy who did that original Alien. Mm. Like that, he drew it and they...
The anthropomorph. What is that thing called?
I don't know.
Something like that. I can't remember what it's called. There's like a name for it. Yeah, that thing is like whoever conceived of that alien, it is... It's the best of all the aliens. It's like, it's got like, you know, drippy mandibles and then another set that comes out just to like give you little mini bites.
The art is known as... Meat. Biomechanical.
Ah,
so it's
nice.
It's human. Yeah, I mean, I get it. You get it from the name, biomechanical.
Yeah. Oh,
but that's
God.
What his contribution to it was, and it was big because that guy
and
then the jaw comes out.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yikes.
Yeah, I always wonder about like, you know, super drooling aliens. Like, doesn't that get messy? And also, they don't seem that tactile. Like, obviously, they must be so advanced if they've got space travel and they've made it to us. Like, they're just a bunch of, like, gross mucus-covered eggs, you know, in the hold.
I want to say it was maybe a fast fact, but I think all that mucus is lube. I think they just used lube for
well,
that.
It does look the best.
Drippy.
It's definitely got some
slightly
viscosity
thick,
to it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So gross. Anyway, that movie crushed it. Alien Romulus. So maybe you went and saw it. Very busy box office weekend. And it gets the bragging rights for being the film that finally toppled Deadpool and Wolverine from the top spot, which don't worry, it did fine and made, I think, another 29 million. Let me look at what it made this weekend. Yeah, 29 million for second place. 41,500,000 for Alien Romulus for first place. Deadpool's at number two with, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, 29 million. It Ends With Us, that Blake Lively domestic violence movie, mm-hmm. another $24 million. It's been out 2 weeks. It's made almost $100 million.
Why do all I ever see lately about her is that she's one second
a terrible
from
person?
Being canceled?
I don't
What's
know.
What's the deal?
Everywhere I look, I'm seeing that stuff. It's there's people who are being interviewed on the set. There's apparently some big fight that she's in with the director of this movie where they were going at it on set. I don't know what her, I mean, there's nothing hard and fast. It's all people sort of talking about
well,
her.
Well, one of the things I saw, which I was like, well, come on. But it was like her plantation wedding was like completely inappropriate. And I,
oh, to Ryan?
Yeah. And I, oh, I don't know.
You know, that was a thing. Remember, like, there were a few people would go to have weddings on plantations, like, in the South.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And the wait staff would all be black. Yeah, and there'd be
I,
all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like, know about really? That stuff. I don't know the South. I didn't grow up there. I know what I read or, you know, but is that, like, something to get you canceled? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, stack it on top of you're a terrible person. There's a, there was a BuzzFeed thing. I read this last week. It's just been sort of hanging out in my stories I could maybe do. And the title of it is 17 famous actors who are a nightmare to work with, according to people in the TV and film industry.
Mm.
And like James Corden, they say, sucks. Oh, here it is. My boyfriend worked in the movie studios and concerts where we live and has done small to major movies and met some pretty big movie stars because of it. The worst person he's ever had to deal with was Blake Lively. He said she was the most entitled, snobbiest, rudest person to deal with. She threw tantrums on the set. She treated literally every single person like a POS except for the director.
Wow.
He said if there's another movie and she's in it, he'll refuse. Mm.
Will you, though?
I know. People are saying Dr. Phil sucks. A no eye contact rule. Nasty and self-absorbed.
I'm sorry to hear that about Blake. So anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack you, but
that's
I just...
Fine. That's fine. This is a fun... Maybe I'll do more of those. I'll set them to the side. But the basic gist here is that Alien kicked ass.
Well, her movie did okay too then, is what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
Third place. And to me, it's like astounding. It Ends With Us. I'd seen, I'm sure they promoted it. Somehow it missed me. And even just the topic sounds like, I don't know, that just sounds like a TV movie.
Was it domestic violence?
It is. It's like, then that's it. It Ends With Us. Like this cycle, we're breaking this chain.
Mm, yeah, see, I sat down on Saturday night and was like, I want to watch something and I don't want to deal.
Yeah.
I just want to be...
entertained.
Just
take
plain
it out of my
old,
life.
Right. Just
no
give
politics.
Me, just let me pass 2 hours right. Before I close my eyes and go to bed. It's been a long day. And Twisters was... perfect.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's I don't know what it's
Twisters
called.
Twister, two?
Twisters. Either way.
Twisters. It's just
but
called
yeah,
Twisters.
I wouldn't want Twister, to watch what Twisters. You're talking about. Like that would be the thing where I go,
heavy.
I don't need
it
to
sounds
see that.
Really heavy.
I'm just trying to chill.
Yeah, I agree. But it's made damn near $100 million
okay.
Globally. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. Oh, you know what? Not globally. I wonder what it's made globally. Hold on. I'm going to look at that because it's made $97 million domestically. Maybe it's not a wide release. No, I am wrong. It is a wide release. $82 million worldwide for a total of $179 million. When
okay.
A woman's first love suddenly reenters her life, her relationship with a charming but abusive neurosurgeon is upended and she realizes she must learn to rely on her own strength to make an impossible choice for her future. Well, it clearly is resonating with a lot of people because it is crushing it.
Mm.
And up against Alien, Deadpool, Twisters, you know what is a surprising thing that's popped up? The 15th anniversary of the Coraline movie actually landed in fifth place this weekend. That's a creepy movie. I remember my kids, I think my older son walked out of that. He was like, that's too creepy for me.
I don't think I've watched that yet.
That made $8 million over the weekend. Good for fifth place. Then Despicable Me. Trap. I forget what that was. That the one where they go to a concert and it's a trap?
Yes, it's
a serial killer?
Why can't I think of the guy's name? But he's a serial killer.
Like Josh Hartnett or something.
Yes, that's
is it?
It?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Out 2, which by the way has been out for 10 weeks. That was at number 8. And worldwide that has made so much money. $1.6 billion.
Well, and it's about to get released to your house,
yeah.
Which means the pile of dough will keep coming.
So you're saying it's not available as a rental yet?
Not yet.
So this won't be a free streaming. This will
be
rental.
And by the way, well, I don't know how they'll do it because it is Disney, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how they'll do that with Disney Plus, but I know Twisters was $19.99 to rent it.
Oh boy.
But that I, you know, there I was.
What I like about it, though, is that you've got that option.
That's what I'm saying.
It would easily cost you that to go see it.
I didn't have to pay it.
Right.
But I was sitting there going, that's what I want.
It's only been out for 5 weeks. And already you can rent it for $20 at your house. And think about what it costs you to go to the movie theaters. You go with somebody, each ticket is more than $10. And then you're going to buy some popcorn and somebody, you drove your car. It's all the,
and you know,
everything.
I don't know what the move is. I really don't. But when you say, oh, you know, it was like $19.99 to rent it, $25 to buy it. I don't know if you say to yourself, I might as well spend the extra $5 and have it for good, because you don't have it for good. It's not yours.
Right.
It's yours as long as you have that service.
Which I guess will probably be forever.
Maybe, but
month after month.
Do I want to keep paying the extra $5? I mean, it's a drop in the bucket, sure, but do I even...
Right.
I don't know. So I went for the rental, but I don't know.
Say go for the rental. I could always pony up another $19 if I had to. But I don't picture watching a movie again. A kid's movie, absolutely. I would buy those.
Yeah,
I think we did buy them. Mm-hmm. Actually, back in my day, they were on like a DVD. So we just would buy that. And then the kids could watch that on the Xbox. And now it's like, I don't know. I guess if you knew you were going to watch it 50 times, you might buy it. On the other hand, it's going to be free before you know it.
Well, and I saw it and I'm done. I don't need to see it again.
Right.
It was fun. It was perfect for what I wanted on Saturday night. I watched it. It ended and I went to sleep.
All right. So there's your movie stuff. Oh my God, it's frozen. Okay. Kevin Costner's Horizon gets a streaming date. Let me go back and see where Horizon is. Let's see here. Well, it's not in the top 33. Is that possible? Yeah, nobody cares about your movie. Sorry, dude. That is too bad for Kevin Costner. Horizon is going to be streaming starting August 23rd. I think that's Friday. The first installment of his, which, and maybe only, I mean, over $100 million in order to make that movie. $40 million of it, his own money. And it opened to $11 million. Well, it has been a little while. I mean, end of June. Oops.
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I think he's already done to Horizon Chapter 2.
That's what I thought the
Did
deal
he do
was.
All of them?
I don't know that he's had time to do all of them, but I'm pretty sure he did.
That was supposed to be out like this past weekend. Back. Yeah.
Here's a couple texts. Sarah, It Ends With Us is based on a very popular book by Colleen Hoover.
Oh.
She's a very big writer among the female community. Katie in Napa.
Thanks, Katie.
The female community?
Oh, I'm not in that, so I don't know.
Let's be honest. If Blake didn't open the weekend after Deadpool and she wasn't there promoting it with her husband, it would not have taken so much money. Blake can't be that bad, says 415. She's best friends with Taylor.
That is true.
Well, Taylor wouldn't be best friends with some jerk.
No, no way.
The book, It Ends With Us, is insanely popular. I read it and hated it, but a lot of women love it. Mm. Ashley in Portland.
Thanks, Ashley. Tell us how you're listening to you guys. Well, I guess if you're in Portland, you must be listening on the Odyssey.
Another one, 707, says Blake and Ryan have apologized for having their wedding at a plantation a couple years ago. I don't know if that's something you need to apologize. I mean, if you're a movie star and you're trying to make a living entertaining the masses,
right,
then you do have to be more politically correct than others would.
It does feel like if this is a place that does weddings and you're like, we love Savannah or whatever, and we, you know, they do weddings at this beautiful plantation we visited. Obviously there was more to it than what I'm seeing, because I'm like, you know, okay, well, they do weddings there. Okay. Is it just you're just not allowed to enjoy anything about the area? It's just too much.
I don't know. If you're from the South, is that
feel free to,
what you'd been dreaming about?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Feel free to educate us. 800-400-3697.
I know in our jobs, we've had to be more aware of language and things that can be, but that's because that's how we make our living.
Yep.
So I guess movie people would have to do the same.
Whereas
a random person doesn't have to answer to the general public ever.
Let me give you a couple more of these from this BuzzFeed thing, then I can just delete it. Actually, I'll put it up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page so you can see the whole thing. This is the title of this BuzzFeed thing, and this is where I found the stuff about Blake Lively. 17 actors who are a nightmare to work with, according to people in the TV and film industry. James Corden, they say he's an absolute jackass. Now, remember, this is one person's thoughts on somebody. I mean, and it makes it into this thing.
I like him. He plays, I think he's Biggie on the Trolls cartoons, and he's spectacular.
Oh, and he was great in Cats. I mean,
I didn't see Cats. I can't speak to that. But I've heard, though, that whole restaurant scandal where he was thrown out of a restaurant for being rude.
Yeah.
And it made the news.
Yeah. He was banned from the restaurant.
You don't want that.
Yeah. He says, someone says, yeah, he's a jerk. And this other person says, can confirm. He has this thing where he won't talk to anyone bar the most senior crew. He treats everyone else like crap. I once witnessed him have a meltdown because the script supervisor, whose job is partly to ensure continuity and keep dialogue true to the script, spoke to him directly when the director was occupied. He freaked out on the guy. Are you speaking to me?
Huh.
And then there's the Blake Lively thing. Dr. Phil, no eye contact, very self-absorbed. Tyra Banks, who seems so nice. She will legitimately fire some people if they look her in the eye when passing in the hallway. By the way, Michael Cera. Didn't we have Michael Cera on the show
one time?
And he was just fine. He was the young Hollywood guy.
He was.
Did you think he was all right?
Yeah, no. In my opinion, I love him from Arrested Development. I think he's great.
Yes.
I also don't believe at that time in his life, he didn't have one bit of star power on him at all.
Funny.
In my opinion, like he didn't have that energy. Like everywhere I go, everyone stares at me. He didn't have that.
Yeah. It's, you know, that Sarah V stuff that he's been doing ads
for. Funny.
It's so, he just like really rides that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so ironic.
But that's his sort of thing. Like who is he in the Barbie? Gary?
Allen.
Like yeah. He's good
so
at that.
Perfect in mm-hmm. that. Chris Pine, people are saying this guy sucks. Oh, surprise. Steven Seagal, grade A douchebag. Apparently Faye Dunaway's, you know, she's so old. Just give her a break. She'll be gone soon. Let's see. Scarlett Johansson, very high maintenance. Okay. Anyway, I'll put this up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page if you want to take a look at it. But it's really a lot of what's on BuzzFeed and a lot of these things. It's just, you know, one person's opinion.
Well, how is Christian Bale not on there or Mel Gibson?
Well, maybe they are down the bottom. Or maybe it's known.
Oh.
You know, because although, let's see here. Who else is on here? Michael Bay, he's on here. I've heard that he's not awesome. Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, we've heard that.
We have Russell Crowe. We've heard that. That's not a surprise. And then it starts getting down into people I've never even heard of. So it must be just people you wouldn't know it's like the Christian Bale tape had already been released and everybody knew about it.
All right.
All right. What's coming up in the news?
I will do that story. Start a fight in 5 words or less.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Imaginarium exhibit, where light meets magic. Watch the trailer for this. It's so beautiful. Mm. It looks like being inside kind of a lit up life-size kaleidoscope. It's just really... It looks very Instagram friendly as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. Listen to us all this week at 9:05. We'll have a keyword for you each day. You text that keyword to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Imaginarium exhibit, where light meets magic. It opens this Friday, August 23rd, at the Stone Ridge Shopping Center in Pleasanton, California.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Come explore the animals of wild Australia as you ride Oakland Zoo's new electric train locomotive powered by Fremont Bank Foundation. You'll see emus, wallabies, and wallaroos right from your train seat.
Nice.
Fremont Bank Foundation sponsored the grant to make this new train a key feature at the zoo. All aboard! Explore FremontBank.com today. I realized that my daughter set a really high bar for tag reading.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm coming in low. But if you're going to lose to your kid,
lose
right?
Lose to your kid. It's true. Right? If you're going to throw a game, throw it to your kid.
Thanks again to everyone for indulging me.
Very supportive.
It was nice for our family and for her and for me.
Did she go home and like talk all about it and tell mom
really
and
she really pumped. Yeah, she loved it. And, you know... I didn't say to her, yeah, don't get used to it. But yeah, don't get used to it. Dad can't handle it.
Well, what if she gets bit by the bug?
Well, she might, and that's fine, but I can't handle it.
Well, she's always welcome. Throw her in the back, bring her in.
I have a routine, but the missus goes, you left the burner on when you left that day. I'm like,
oh, you left the burner on?
I don't know what I have. Look, I have... Everything that I do in my life has, I've set up ways to keep myself from screwing everything up. And I, you know, add my kid into the mix. I'm suddenly worried about her and if she's eating. Are you okay? Do you have what you need? I'm not paying it. Yeah.
Stop tapping on the microphone.
She got up in the morning and came down and went, oh my God, the burner's on. Look.
Just like on a gas stove, just cooking. And nothing was on the burner.
No.
Thank God.
And it was on really low, which was how I make oatmeal. So that's why I didn't see it.
Vinny, that's a distraction. You were distracted.
Ah. Anyway, thanks again, everyone. Here we go. We've got sunny skies expected today in the mid-80s. So another warm day. Happy birthday to my youngest, Edie. She goes 6 today.
Edie.
The 49ers won last night, 16-10. It's preseason. Yeah. Who the hell cares? Some people do.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Actually, the faithful care.
Right.
I care, but not really, because it's not really the season.
Julie Hayner cares.
Yeah.
She super cares about it.
It was cool that I
her
saw...
Her son is like a backup quarterback for, was it the
for
Saints?
The Saints, yeah. And I they announced his name, and I took another look and was like, that's Julie's kid. I've seen her posting about... Awesome.
So fun.
Yeah, so that's very cool, and I'm sure their family's very proud.
I'll bet. That was just, wow!
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the story. Start a fight in 5 words or less.
Okay. Is it?
And they say specifically, no politics.
Oh,
because that's too easy.
Because I was immediately like, I don't want to start a fight.
No. And I know that's going around, and it's the fights on Facebook.
So it just stopped.
We're peaking, and if you know, we'll be done in November, and then we all move on with our lives. But right now, it's no doubt it's peaking.
Yes.
So this is not political. Someone challenged people to start a fight in 5 words or less, but you can't mention politics.
Okay.
Here are some of the best. You're acting like your mom.
Oh, that is a hated one.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hated one. Because we tell our people, you got to tell me if I start acting like my mom. And then
did
when
you
they
tell your
you,
people that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
But just like my mom said, you got to tell me if I'm acting like my mom.
Oh.
And when we started telling her, she goes, no, I'm not. I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you're not.
Anything about a popular food or beverage being bad, they say here. Like, chocolate's gross. Steak is gross. Mayonnaise is trash. Coffee is nasty.
As you're putting it up to your face.
Yeah,
to
I guess
to
that's,
enjoy it.
Whatever, that's provocative, I guess.
Know.
Hot dogs or tacos? Okay, well,
hot
if someone takes
tacos.
That bait... Mm.
That's on them. They're already in a bad mood.
Wine is better with ice.
Oh, I do like wine with ice.
No, you don't.
I do.
You do?
I do. I don't like wine. So, you know, let's drop some ice cubes in that. Let's water that down.
Other popular opinions that would start a fight. Brad Pitt was never great looking. Will Ferrell's not funny. Mansplaining is valid communication. We'll start a fight, they say. PCs are better than Macs or whatever.
Oh my
okay,
God,
there's always someone who'll take that bait. Right. A part of this, in my opinion, is...
I see you've drunk the apple Kool-Aid.
You should work on not taking the bait all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, there
sometimes
you go.
I think people are spoiling for a fight sometimes. You know, they're just...
Well,
like,
they're,
okay,
they're
I'll
online.
Be in a...
Like, let's pull up our sleeves. We're online. Let's see what we can get into.
Oh, so this isn't necessarily just like I'm in a room with someone and they clearly want to fight with me.
No, this could be making a statement online. I mean, you see that on Facebook. Someone says, the Beatles are overrated. And then they just watch the war begin. Taylor Swift is a fraud. And you just set the internet on fire.
This is going crazy.
The best two-word answer was calm down. The best one-word answer was relax. Actually, I take that back. They say the best one-word answer is moist, because that word's...
Why do people hate moist?
I don't know.
We're sorry we keep saying moist over and over, but
I don't think
moist is
that bad. Was that one of Yuzette's?
Yeah, Yuzi was moist, and then I can't... She had a couple words that... But moist was the one.
One of the things that was always fun about working with her was from out of nowhere, the thing... You can't friend hop or whatever. Like
yes.
From out of nowhere, you'd be like.
And it would be like really serious. Like the room would go quiet. Like, oh God. Okay. Wait. Moist will never say that again. We promise. Can you ever forgive us?
This next story is about what every parent in the Bay Area is currently experiencing. Back to school.
Ah.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. We have our orientation on Tuesday. And because we have two kids in different grades, the parents have to split up and take them to their separate orientations.
Oh, wow. So you're full on.
I have to go to, I'll be with Edie and the missus will go with Isla. That tends to be the division of power. I don't know how that worked out that way, but that's how it works.
Well, I mean, your daughter is, you know, your younger one, the 6-year-old is, she's yours.
I don't know. But I do know. Yes, she's mine, of course. But I mean...
But she loves you.
Yeah, she does. But I was clarifying this at the table last night. So the orientation, it sounds like there's two separate... She goes, yes. And I'm going to talk to you about what I'm going to need from you afterward. And I was like,
There's needs.
It's
no.
Kindergarten. What could possibly be necessary? You're going to have to take notes.
What? I actually thought she's doing you a favor by giving you the kindergarten assignment because what Isla's going to be getting going into, is she going to fifth?
Yes.
That's going to be a lot more.
She's going to start changing classes, apparently.
And Edie already knows how to read.
We're reading great now, but it's only come on this summer.
Right.
She was way behind her sister.
Yeah.
Way behind. But suddenly she's on fire with it. And I read with her every day.
Right.
So that's our routine is I get home from work. She gets home from her thing. And then we sit
you
and
turn
read.
Off the burner and then we sit down and read.
Right. More than 4 in 5 parents are working to make back to school season magical for their elementary school kids.
Oh,
I've seen a lot of those things that get posted there on Facebook or Instagram where the kid holds up the sign and it says, you know, first grade, whatever.
Sure, the date maybe. Right.
And police have actually, I've seen their posts saying, please stop giving random people, all the information about your kid. Like,
oh, as in they say what?
Use a first name, not both names.
Right.
Don't
say what school.
You have to say the grade, but don't say the school. Like, you don't need all that in there and post that online.
Right.
You don't need it. You're giving creepy people too much info.
You could not post a photo once in a while and just have it for your collection of photos.
Wow, but how am I making it magical?
I know.
If you don't know I'm making it magical.
It really is. There's a pressure. There's a pressure there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
That I am fully trying to ignore.
2,000 parents were asked about, and they have children age 6 to 12.
Okay.
Almost 90% are working hard to make this time of year magical and get their child excited about returning to the classroom.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
I think that
talk about what you'll learn.
You're already excited, and I remember being excited, and then you all of a sudden you're like, "Well, that wore off fast because you're back to school."
Now we're back.
Like now I have homework.
Mm-hmm.
I liked school. I did. That's where all the people were.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind it, but I don't. You're already
I'm busy talking to my friends. Will you please stop trying to make me work out math problems?
Parents allow their child to choose their clothing and outfits. My oldest. Her clothes are out. The first day
when
of school,
did they start?
Thursday.
Oh.
They were
I'm
out
not surprised.
This weekend.
I'm sure she picked out
She's
what she
amped.
Wanted. And,
into right. it. She showed me her new backpack and where all the stuff goes.
Mm. Oh, that's a good time.
And school supplies are part of that back to school ritual.
Yeah.
It's almost
become just really big. I mean, it always has been, I guess. But, you know, as a parent, you realize what a big business it is. There's a push and there's
The
lists that you get from every teacher and all the things that you need. It's a lot.
She just, for the first time, this is my oldest. She's going into fifth grade. She goes, when mom took me shopping, her and her little friend went and the two parents went, my wife and
the mom.
And they went out and had a good time. And my daughter was telling me, I really like the quality of these clothes we got from the mall compared to Target.
Ah.
And I was like, yeah, of course you do.
I figured you guys just went to Target.
No, they went to the mall, Valley Fair, and went mall shopping and got her a few things. She's in fifth grade.
A little bit higher quality.
She's growing up. Mm-hmm. She's, I don't want to say a bigger girl. That's probably the wrong word. But, you know, she's older.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just thought that's very funny. She can tell the difference. Of course she can.
Yeah. It's
nothing against Target, but that's Target.
Yep. Well, Target's there. It's a deal
for a
reason. $5
shirt
is a $5 shirt.
Right.
It's freaking great. Thanks for the $5 shirt. That's what
and
it
I
is.
I did when I took them over the summer, I forget what she got, but I was sort of going, it's interesting. I wanted certain things and she wasn't there yet. I think she's there now.
Oh.
Like in the last month, she's like, oh, these are nice. I feel the difference in the material. Feel this.
Oh.
She's telling me and I'm like, okay.
So she's like, it's been pointed out that there's a difference and now
she's pointing it out
right.
that she can tell the difference. So prior to this, I don't know, month, she couldn't tell the difference or whatever.
Or wasn't noticing it, right?
Anyway, continuing on the magic of back to school. Almost 3/4 of parents believe that an after-school snack is a magic fix for a rough day. Cookies are the favorite after-school snack. I grew up with that.
Yeah, my mom would always have something for us when we walked back in.
Cookies and milk every day after school.
Every day, cookies and milk.
But, so it wasn't
my mom would
really
never have cookies because she knew they wouldn't last in the house. Mm. So we'd have like an apple. But still, it was nice. You talk to your mom.
I used to think that was because my mom loved me. Turns out she had a sweet tooth too. So there
but
was,
also she did.
She
love
did
you,
love
absolutely.
Me, of course. But I mean, she also had a sweet tooth. That's why that stuff was in the house.
Well, I'm sure she felt like, well, I'll give him three per day. That'll cut down my intake. And really didn't need to eat a whole pack of Oreos.
Right. Well, anyway, welcome back to school, everyone. And congratulations, parents. You made it through the summer.
On with the 2024-2025 year of school.
Yep. Let's see. A guy rear-ended a cop while eating wings behind the wheel.
That is a very bad choice in car food.
You know, that's one of those things where you say to yourself, I'm going to drive home and I'm going to not eat these things. I don't know if that's what this guy was struggling with. If he got in with the idea to eat them or was like, I'm driving home. I'll eat them when let me just get one. Suddenly it's on.
Is there anything? Oh, maybe they weren't dripping in sauce. Like there's just nothing more.
Messy. All over your fingers.
Just,
all
your
over
fingers
your
on
face.
Your face. It's all crammed up in your teeth. It doesn't go away when you're done eating it. Now you've got like gross bones. Like where those go, just go with, you know, the bones that you were sucking on, go back into the box. Like, what are you
it's
thinking?
Gross, yeah.
So I'm not surprised. Did his hand slip off the wheel?
A Michigan State trooper was sitting at a red light in his patrol car. And the guy was too busy with his wings to notice. No one was hurt, they say, but both cars, while getting a little bit of damage, the guy was cited for distracted driving because it was obvious what he was up to.
Right.
They don't say.
Now I'm picturing
if he was also trying to dip them in ranch.
Right, pulling his wallet out of his pocket, thumbing through it to get his ID out, and just like his phone's covered. It like this guy is just a saucy mess. Oh, I love chicken wings, but it's a rare day that I would actually order them. I'd have to be with the right people. I'm not doing that in front of people I'm not really comfortable with, and. And really, in general, I guess I would only really want to eat them at home because they're just
well, you're
a
not
mess.
On a bone the whole time, too.
Yeah, that part doesn't bother me.
You're
not
that.
Into yeah,
having, I'm not into
having
it
bones in
at
your
all.
Mouth. That's, yeah, I'm used to bones in my mouth. So I don't doesn't bother me at all.
What are we talking about?
Chicken wings.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't be confused.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. 707 says, Vinny's reaction to the need to pay attention and take notes is exactly why he gets Edie with less instruction. Mm-hmm. And Christina is taking on all of Isla's info. Another person said, what I already had decided I was doing. But thank you, Lori. 408 says, just record the whole thing on your phone. Vinny, LOL.
Oh.
No notes needed. From Lori and Sunnyvale.
I sent you an audio file. It's all everything you need.
Hey, you know what? I mean, I don't know what kind of notes are going to be necessary. I do know there's like, what time is pickup?
Yes.
What time is... Right. So I got all that. But you know what? I will just record it. And then if anything I missed, I can refer back. I don't want no trouble.
I wonder if there's a way that you can have AI transcribe it for you. I'm not kidding. I'm sure that
there probably is. Yeah.
Can somebody send us that 800-400-3697?
415 says, the quickest way to start an argument, Vinny, refuse to take Sarah's side. I wasn't refusing. I was just talking to her. I don't know how we got off on that.
What are you talking about?
This morning. You were riled and a lot of people heard it.
Yeah. They sorry about it. You know, not every day can be, you know, the perfect day.
The blue text is better than the green text is a good way to start a fight. We did actually work hard to get one person on staff off the green texting. Then they left, so it didn't matter. Didn't do any good.
Bye, Alex. Good luck.
Uh-huh. I still see his oh, they were at the show, the Live 105 show in Golden Gate Park, which, by the way, people wrote in and said, it rained in Golden Gate Park for System of a Down.
Oh, it
Deftones,
did.
Deftones and I can't. Oh, it was really it Mars
felt,
Volta?
It
I can't remember.
Out of nowhere, like it was a super. Like, oh my God, it's pouring out.
Well, apparently that was Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yep. That was Saturday night. Big show. Huge, actually. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got a mini game and a Stranger Things story.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.